USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has reassigned Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was one of the impeachment witnesses during the inquiry. His twin brother was also reassigned. He was escorted out of the White House only a few hours after the president revealed he still holds a grudge against him.
Well, I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
In a statement, Vindman's lawyer said the truth has cost Vindman his job, his career, and his privacy. There was also retribution against Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was recalled by the president. In China, the deadly coronavirus has now killed an American citizen. Americans who were evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. So far, 780 people have died. This is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A Republican running for the Senate is changing his tune on the president. USA Radio's John Hunt reports on Newt Bueller.
In 2018, the Republican Party candidate for governor of Oregon painted himself as a centrist, criticized President Donald Trump's environmental stance, and said he didn't want to be linked to divisive national figures. Newt Bueller lost to incumbent Governor Kate Brown by almost 120,000 votes. Now, Bueller is running for a seat in Congress in a district that is more conservative and has taken Trump into a tight embrace. Bueller's campaign features videos with Trump at a rally and touring a border wall, with Bueller declaring he opposed impeachment. Bueller's turnaround underscores how Republican candidates across the country have been wrestling with opposing strategies, either cozy up to Trump or distance themselves and risk not only losing Trump's base, but the election. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Labor Department reports hiring increased by 225,000 jobs at the beginning of the year, with the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. USA's John Clemens reports.
Analysts point out the economy was not impacted by China's outbreak of the coronavirus or threats of a trade war. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 225,000 in January, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.6%. Notable job gains occurred in construction, in healthcare, and in transportation and warehousing.
The economists point out there are more than 7 million jobs that are yet to be filled. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The former manager of the Houston Astros now says he should have done more to prevent his team from illegally stealing signs. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Former Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch isn't dismissing the idea that Houston's 2017 World Series championship has been tainted by the sign-stealing scandal that cost him his job. He tells MLB Network,
I hope over time it's proven that it wasn't. But I understand the question. We did it to ourselves. We're going to have to live and move forward and be better, better in the sport.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.